Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onaru Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio emphasizes power of literature to shape societies, bridge divides, and inspire change. MLA and Chairman of Committee on Government Assurances, Kujola Zonyana, inspects multidisciplinary sports complex Dimapur. National education policy to shape job seekers and job creators, says Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. And railways to set up permanent holding areas at 60 stations across country to manage crowds. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipurio today emphasized the power of literature to shape societies, bridge divides and inspire change. He was addressing the inaugural event of the White Owl Literature Festival and Book Fair at Chumukedima. He also called upon all to honour and use this power to inspire generations.
Let us remember that literature has the power to shape societies, bridge divides, and bring about change. It is our responsibility to honor this power, to use it wisely, and to continue inspiring generations to come.
Mr. Rio said the festival is not just a gathering of literary minds, but a celebration of stories, ideas, and cultures. He also lauded the platform's inclusivity for voices from across the country, fostering unity and understanding.
I'm especially heartened by the inclusivity and diversity that this festival embraces. From the vibrant hills of Northeast and the heartland of India, from the eastern shores to the western deserts, the festival brings together voices from every corner of our country. Such a confluence of ideas strengthens the bonds of unity and fosters understanding.
The Chief Minister also expressed pride that Nagaland, the land of festivals, was hosting the festival that celebrates not only culture, but also literature. Mr. Rio said, such gatherings expand the mind, enriches the heart, and challenges us to push ourselves to new heights in our thoughts and creativity. MLA and Chairman of the Committee on Government Assurances, Kujola Zonyana, has raised concerns over the prolonged delays in the completion of the multidisciplinary sports complex in Dimapur. Speaking to media after an on-site verification of the complex today, the MLA attributed the delay to insufficient funding. He said the committee would submit a report to the state government urging for immediate action to expedite the project's completion.
The contractor has proven beyond doubt that he has not stopped his work. And in case of the delay, it was because of the funds. Because the record shows his physical progress is 22% plus, whereas the financial progress is hardly 20%. So if the fund is provided to the contractor, I think he can surely expedite that work. So our committee will be submitting our report to the government and will request the government to expedite this project so that the Dimapurians, the entire Naga people, have a standard stadium in Dimapur.
Mr. Nyena reiterated the significance of the stadium as a state-of-the-art sports complex and expressed hope that the surrounding infrastructure, including the four-lane road leading to the stadium, would also be improved. The multidisciplinary sports complex, which began in 2006 under the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, covers 64.25 acres and is designed to include a main seating arena for 30,000 spectators. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that two new features have been added under the National Education Policy that will not only shape job seekers but also job creators. Addressing the 126th Founders' Day of Delhi University's Hindu College in New Delhi, the minister underscored that the youth of the country requires job security, decent living, economic empowerment, among others.
हमें इस प्रकार की एक शिक्षा व्यवस्था खड़ी करनी है जिसमें लोग जॉब सीकर बनेंगे ही बनेंगे लेकिन जॉब क्रिएटर भी बनेंगे जॉब क्रिएटर होने के लिए एंटरप्रेन्योर होना पड़ेगा रिसर्च भी आवश्यकता है और हमारी देश में रिसर्च की कोई कमी भी नहीं है टीचिंग रिसर्च के साथ हमें इनोवेशन भी चाहिए
Mr. Pradhan added that the government envisions the creation of Anusandhan National Research Foundation and an interest-free loan of 1 lakh crore rupees is available for the Indian industry. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The railways will set up permanent holding areas at 60 railway stations across the country to manage crowds. Sources in the ministry said the decision has been taken to manage heavy crowds during peak season. The railways will also use advanced technology to monitor crowds. It said a special campaign will be launched at all Delhi railway stations to monitor the facilities and smooth flow of passengers. During the campaign, the railways will take feedback from passengers, shopkeepers, police and coolies. To ensure smooth passenger movement, platform tickets will not be issued at New Delhi Railway Station for the next 1 week between 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. The seventh episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 aired today, featuring legendary athletes Mary Kom, Suhas Lali Nakere Yathiraj and Avani Lekhara. They engaged with students and shared inspiring insights on discipline, focus and resilience. IAS officer and two-time Paralympic silver medalist Suhas encouraged students to harness the mind's power to overcome negative emotions like fear.
Your mind is your greatest friend and your greatest enemy. हम जब परीक्षा लिखने जाते हैं, नर्वस एनर्जी तो हर एक इंसान के अंदर होती ही है. आप अगर डर छोड़ोगे फिर आप अपनी नेचुरल गेम खेलोगे. तो अभी भी ये मत सोचो कि सामने कौन है, क्योंकि उससे आपको कुछ नहीं मिलना. आप अपना बेस्ट दो, अपना नेचुरल गेम खेलो.
Boxing great Mary Kom spoke about how she defied the popular belief that boxing is not a women's sport, challenging societal perceptions. Two-time Paralympic champion shooter Lekhara underscored how developing the right skills builds confidence and reduces fear. All the guests emphasized that hard work is the key to success and that nothing can be achieved through shortcuts. Sharing the episode on X, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the sportspersons inspire us with their resilience, focus and winning mindset. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has refuted claims related to paper leaks of the 2025 board examinations, question papers and access to them being circulated on social media platforms. CBSE said these claims are baseless and are intended to create unnecessary panic among students and parents. It said officers are actively monitoring and taking action against those responsible for spreading false information. CBSE added that all stakeholders should rely only on official communications available on official website www.cbse.gov.in and verified public channels for accurate updates. A tragic accident occurred Saturday morning on Diku Road near Tsusapang sector, Mokokchung, resulting in the death of two individuals. According to a press release from the Additional Superintendent of Police and PRO Mokokchung, the incident took place at around 5 a.m. when a truck with registration number AS01DD9179 traveling from Mariani, Assam to Longking, Tuinsang veered off course. The deceased have been identified as Yolise Sangtam, aged 53, and Salise Sangtam, aged 51, both hailing from Angangba village in Tuinsang district. Following completion of necessary formalities, the bodies were handed over to the families. In this connection, a case has been registered at Police Station 1, Mokokchung, for further investigation. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio emphasizes power of literature to shape societies, bridge divides and inspire change. MLA and Chairman of Committee on Government Assurances Kujolo Zonyeno inspects multidisciplinary sports complex Dimapur. National education policy to shape job seekers and job creators, says Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. And railways to set up permanent holding areas at 60 stations across the country to manage crowds. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.